The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Mike Rhodes, who used to be the AD at University of Houston, left U of H a little over a year ago to go to Missouri. And now all of a sudden, he moves from Missouri to Baylor?
What could be happening so bad at Missouri that you would leave that job for Baylor?
Missouri has no school chancellor, no school president.
So he's looking for a way out.
Things are not going well at Missouri.
But they're probably still going better than things at Baylor, right?
What are the odds Jose Altuve is not using performance-enhancing concoctions?
If you told me baseball player A, B, C, D, any baseball player you could name.
X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
His mama and daddy.
You told me he failed a drug test. I'd say, okay. I've heard enough people get busted that no one would surprise me.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred today. Jerome Solomon subbing in for the Falcon. A.J. is in the house being all that he can be.
Doing my best.
This beautiful gym of the day. I'm sorry that brought so many of you down. It was depressing, disgusting, sick and sad. And hopefully the woman involved will be locked in a cell where orange will be the new black for her for the next 50 years or so. That'll be a good thing. Speaking of women and children, you seen the flack here today that Victoria Beckham, not really, don't pay too much attention to normally, but I'm on the Blitz, so I have to do these kind of things. She posted a photo.
You like her or no? You think she's hot?
Not particularly.
A little too skinny for me.
Yeah, she didn't eat enough Popeye's biscuits.
Give her a sandwich.
Yeah. But she posted a photo of her and her 5-year-old daughter, I think the kid is.
Okay.
Kissing. Lips to lips. Okay. And some people thought it was a bit too sensuous for a mother and a daughter.
I mean, does it look sensuous? Or does it just look like a kid giving her mom a kiss?
It looks like a kid giving mom a kiss. But if the kid were 20 years old, it would look pretty sensuous.
Oh, that's weird with the head turn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I thought it was really stupid when I read it before. Then I saw the picture and I go, okay, I can see how some people could be a little uncomfortable with that.
If you do kiss your kids on the lips, and listen,
mouth closed?
Oh, of course. I think that's a topic of that divides our country, you know, like the mayonnaise mustard thing. There's some people who think it's acceptable to kiss your kids on the lips. Some people who don't.
Yeah, that's right. Some people think it's okay to kiss a dog on the lips. Some people
agree.
Some people with sense don't.
Okay.
The rest of us
right.
who are intelligent human beings don't.
But if you are on team kid kissing, you can't like turn your head to the side and kiss.
You can't give the tilt.
And when you kiss,
that's like the tis, that's the tilt that Jong was giving when he was kissing
right,
on Precious.
Precious. Yeah, when you kiss a lover, you tilt so your noses don't get in the way, and really so your mouths can get more mashed up on each other. When you kiss a kid,
you don't mind the nose to nose.
You have to go nose to
get all the way down. Yeah,
because you want minimal contact.
That's the rule. Write that down.
That's
kissing kids must be nose to nose.
Yeah, that's
The nose should contact even before the lips get involved.
Yeah, that's a weird. That picture is weird because it looks like
they're in the water and they're wearing bathing suits and the kid might even be naked.
I don't know. I can't
see anything. That's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine the kid would be naked though. With there's people taking pictures around, that would be odd.
She's locking lips with her.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that, man. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I thought it was a stupid story, and people were freaking out over nothing. And then I saw it, and I was like, yeah, I guess I could see where it could be a little bit uncomfortable. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, now, you're not the dog kisser, right?
No,
Tepper was a dog. Tepper dog licking. Yeah,
I let my dogs lick my cheek. But never mind.
That's the same thing, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Your cheek is too close to your mouth.
No, your mouth is a wet area. Like that's where germs so fester.
So is your cheeks if you're letting your dog lick all over no. like crazy white person. There was a story within the last week. Did y'all go over that? Where
I saw that picture of that. Are you talking about that person had that giant thing on their lip from kissing their dog?
I didn't see the photo. I just saw the link that letting your dog lick your face could be really dangerous to your health.
Yeah, it's not good for you. Because dogs are weird. They go out and they'll eat a dead animal or they'll eat their own poop sometimes.
Yeah. And you're a guy who, you know, uses all kinds of wet naps to clean up and all of this, but yet you let the dog lick all up on your face. That's inconsistent.
It is inconsistent. I'll admit, at best, it is a little gross that I let my dog lick my face, but it makes her happy.
Do you do other things to make your dog especially happy?
Do you tilt your head when you kiss your daughters on the mouth?
What? You made it sound like your dog's happiness is really important to you. Now there are stories about the Zika virus.
I'm against Zika, by the way.
Pretty much most people are. It's a bit overblown, though. It is a bit overblown, and the latest. From today is that the agencies who, you know, pay attention to these type things do not expect the Olympics to have any major effect on spreading the virus at all. And I didn't, just because I haven't really paid any attention, I didn't realize that they don't even have evidence that an infected woman can give it to a man through sex.
They don't have evidence of that?
A man can give it to a woman if he is infected, but not the other way around.
So really?
Good for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Them. Men who are having sex in Rio. I'm not going.
I wouldn't go either. If I was an athlete, I wouldn't go for sure.
Why?
You got too much to lose.
It's the Olympics.
Dude, there's a bunch of political unrest going around there. It's no place for Americans. They don't like Americans there.
When did they not like Americans in
Brazil? They don't like Americans there. I'm telling you now.
Have you ever been there?
No. I know a lot.
I have.
I know a lot of Brazilians, and they've all told me the same thing.
They don't like white Americans.
Don't go to... Well, that might be it. Yeah.
But nobody likes white Americans.
I had planned a trip to go train in Brazil, and my coach, who's from Brazil, was like, don't go down there unless I go. It's not safe for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You think that was an MMA thing, too?
I don't know.
Maybe that was a factor in? Because, you know,
so.
they take their jiu-jitsu and their MMA stuff pretty seriously. Maybe that's
what I don't know.
But, no, I mean, it's just like anywhere. It's a world city. I think this entire craze is going, once the Olympics start, the stories will go away and nobody will care.
No.
You know? Hardly at all. Now, I did see Rory McIlroy talking and got the golf world all upset because he's not going. And he said a couple of things today. One of the things he said was about, you know, that he could be taking HGH now and get away with it. So he wants more drug testing in golf so that the game is clean. He also had this to say about...
what do you got, a soundbite?
The Olympics. You have a soundbite?
I feel like I've let the game down at all. I mean, it's not, you know, I didn't get into golf to try and grow the game. I tried to get into golf to win championships and win major championships. And all of a sudden you get to this point and there's a responsibility on you to grow the game. And I get that. But at the same time, you know, that's not the reason that I got into golf. You know, I got into golf to win. I didn't get off into golf to get other people into the game. But, like, I get where different people come from and different people have different opinions. But I'm very happy with the decision that I've made, and you know, I have no regrets about it. And I'll probably watch the Olympics, but I'm not sure golf will be one of the events I'll watch.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. Is like people think it's his responsibility as a golfer to help grow the game.
No. Who cares about... First of all, no one cares about Olympic golf.
Because it
who won the gold? Existed. Who won the gold medal last time?
It didn't exist.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's how big it is.
That's how big it is.
But that's... That's the same debate that I think people have had the last couple of weeks about Kevin Durant. Like, it's somehow his responsibility to be a caretaker of the game, of the league. No, he's supposed to care about himself and take care of his life. And if he thinks for the next 6 years he'd be better off in Oakland than in Oklahoma City, how the hell are we supposed to criticize the guy for that?
I didn't criticize him at all. Do you see Adam Silver kind of criticized him?
A little bit, yeah. Give me a break. That's why would I wouldn't feel comfortable trying to force a person to stay somewhere they don't want to be.
No, I'm with you.
You know, and it's funny how we went from one day, well, actually not one day, years and years of criticizing Russell Westbrook, and now all of a sudden we get mad at Kevin Durant for not wanting to play with that guy anymore.
Yeah.
That's... There's a lot of jealousy involved in that. And the guy took $75 million less to get away from there. If a guy wants to give up $75 million to get out of a town, I say get the heck out of town.
Did you guys see that rumor that the Thunder are shopping? Russell Westbrook and the Celtics are the, I think, the front runner?
Yeah, it's a matter of when they're going to trade him, if they can, as opposed to whether they will. Because if not, they'll end up... At this point next year, he's gone and they get nothing. So they have to trade him. The Celtics is a team that has a lot of things that...
A lot of good young assets that are worth bringing back. And that's the other thing. I think Kevin Durant made the decision he made knowing that Russell Westbrook wasn't going to be around next year. And he wanted to get ahead of it. He had a chance to play for a good team that had a chance to win a championship. Otherwise, who knows who's got the cap room for him next year? Is he going to go to the Lakers? You think he has a better chance of winning there than he does in Oklahoma City? No.
And it's a 6-year decision. It's not about next year. I think there's a chance he may have bailed even if they'd won the championship this year. The only reason I think he would come back for next year would have been just to defend the title.
Yeah.
But even if they had won the championship in Oklahoma City this year, the best move for him for the next 6 years would be somewhere else other than there. But
they were going to win the championship.
They weren't going to win?
No.
No, they did.
They weren't going to win next year. They weren't going to win. That team, if it was going to win a championship,
this would have been
those guys would have already won one by now.
Yeah, this was their best shot. This year was their best shot.
I mean, hell, they might have had a better shot when they had James Harden, and they didn't do it then either.
Yeah, valid point. But y'all don't think Harden can win a title.
I don't think Harden can win a title when he's the best player on the team. If he's the third best guy on the team... Damn sure should be able to win. He better be able to.
We'll talk about
it. If he's the Kevin Love, they better win.
We'll talk about one of the best players on the Rockets team and one of the grand gestures that he made on his way out the door when we come back. This is a Blitz. ESPN 97.5. This hologram where there's
no such thing as... Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Who commits the crime? Well, it's mostly teenagers, anywhere between the ages of 15 and 19, mostly male, blacks, and Hispanics.
Okay. Who are you stopping?
Everybody. I stop everybody.
54 tags of the 820.
Mm-hmm.
25 was a female.
Okay. Like I said, I stop everybody. I'm not targeting anybody. First of all,
you just told me who that bad guys are.
Yeah, I know that. But it also, there's also other people who are committing violations as well. I'm not saying that there's not violations being
made. Male blacks that you commit the crime.
Plenty of people that I write summonses to are male blacks and male Hispanics.
Male blacks.
Not for the whole year. And I have. You're telling me for the whole year, I only stopped two male blacks for summonses.
820.
No.
January 1st, August 20th. 54 tags, two male blacks, seven Hispanics, seven other, 10 whites, three Asians. So where are you targeting the perp that you just told me?
Well, like I said, if I don't see a perp jumping over the turnstile, what am I supposed to do to him? That's what I'm saying.
These people are not going to pop.
How do I know that? 90%
chance
a female Hispanic that I stopped, that she said they did pop actually for a warrant, and I arrested her. Female Hispanic. The Hispanics that were supposed to be going out that are committing the crimes. The people that I.
You think that she's gonna pop?
Did I think she was gonna pop? I didn't put no thought into it. If you come up and you're getting and you'll come up a collar, I'm taking you in.
This is what I see. You described to me who's committing the crimes, you're fully aware of it. We're not targeting those people.
I am. I'm targeting everybody.
Who male blacks?
Whoever's out there.
That sounds odd. That was a NYPD police captain talking to an officer and asking, why aren't you arresting more black people? Male blacks specifically? Because two is not enough.
No. That is a low number, a low percentage. Gotta say. What was the white numbers?
I think it said 10 and seven others.
Yeah. And the crime is turnstile jumping at the subway station?
Yes. And I guess he had also had an issue with him arresting more females than male blacks.
Well, you get to frisk them.
That's true. If you're a perverted cop, that would make a difference to you, I suppose.
And this cop saying, well, I will only arrest the ones that commit violations.
Was that a lady cop or a man cop?
No, that was a man cop. I guess he had that thick New York accent.
I thought I was listening to a lady the whole time. What do I know?
What are you trying to say?
He sounded very feminine.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the story?
No. I guess it doesn't.
He was just pointing that out.
Unless you're talking about him wanting to frisk female culprits. I thought maybe it was a female. And then that would seem strange.
That'd be a little salacious.
Yeah. Oh. It'd be a twist to the story is all I'm saying.
That would be a twist indeed. Well, maybe she wouldn't want a twist. So that's why she wouldn't stop any black guys. But it wasn't a she, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You see that Isaiah Crowell from the Cleveland Browns who...
Oh, boy.
Put up the ridiculous and idiotic and disgusting Instagram post last week, said today that he will donate $35,000 to a fallen officer's fund in Dallas as part of his apology, and he will donate his first game check to police officers who were slain and injured during a sniper attack last week. And
That was enough to get him off the hot seat.
He says, I know this might not change your mind about me, and I know I can't take the post back, but I'm sorry. And moving forward, I'm committed to being part of the solution.
Yeah. Did you hear what the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association president said?
No.
He said, Loomis says Kroll's post was as offensive as putting a picture of historical African-American men being hung from a tree in the 60s. He adds that if Crowell doesn't go to Dallas and make a donation, I will pull Cleveland officers, sheriffs, state troopers out of First Energy Stadium this season if he doesn't make it right. As far as Crowell admitting he was wrong and acted out of rage, Loomis said, you're a grown-ass man and you claim you were too emotional to know it was wrong? Think we'll accept your apology? Kiss my ass.
He's a little peeved.
Crowell did meet with Cleveland's police chief, but Loomis said that isn't enough. He's demanding the Browns and or the NFL drop the hammer on Crowell.
Mm. And this is the same guy who defended the guy who shot the 12-year-old kid with a toy gun in the park.
Yeah.
They pulled up on him and just shot Tamir.
Yeah.
This guy.
That guy. Kiss my ass, he said. Yeah, you're a grown-ass man.
Kick his ass. But he has a point on this.
Yeah.
This time, he's on the right side of said debate, because that was pretty darn ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you are a reader of the Houston Chronicle, history was made today. In the Chronicle Sports section, a former Houston athlete took out, not what everybody else does, you know, the coaches. I know of one coach who did it, Gary Kubiak, and the players.
Didn't Wade Phillips do one? Who've
done it. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I know Gary did.
Okay.
But none of them ever did what this guy did. All of them, the others in the past, if we can think of who they are, took out a full-page ad in the Houston Chronicle to thank the fans and the city. Well, Dwight Howard took out a full-page ad and a quarter page on top of it.
Oh, went over the top.
Not just one full page, a page and a quarter.
Okay.
Of course I have to salute that.
Yeah, I guess
very
so.
Impressive. Yeah, because he got the full quarter page on the bottom of the front page of the sports section, and then the entire page too.
Why did he write in all caps? That's very aggressive.
Well, he's an aggressive style player. That's how he played the game. That's how he does. But you see, he's got a lot of photos there.
Let me see this.
An entire page of photos and everything. None of them are him playing basketball. I don't know if the league wouldn't allow him to use that or something, or the Rockets wouldn't allow. But he's in uniform in some of those. But they're all his interaction with kids and the community.
Because that's what he wants to be remembered for.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
He doesn't want
anyone. Because that's a positive thing.
He doesn't want anyone around here remembering for his play while he was a Rocket.
He played his butt off sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, he had some moments.
What did you think of James Harden getting an extension?
That's necessary and a given. I didn't think it was a no-brainer. It's not a big deal. I mean, you're not going to be a contender in the NBA until you have star players, and he's a star player, and you need other star players. The last thing you want to do is
lose. But is he the right star player?
What? No, he's a star player.
I mean, so is Dwight Howard, and you lost him.
No, Dwight Howard isn't exactly a star player, but and he's not a star player like James Harden is. No, Dwight Howard isn't.
Okay, I'll give you that.
He's not even an all-star here the last 2 years. So, okay. No. I mean, he can play.
Yeah.
You still want him on your team, but James Harden is a young guy in his prime and a star player. I mean, I don't think there's any debate about that. And you need him under contract so that other star players won't go, well, I'm not going to come to your team. You don't have any star players, or your star player is about to Russell Westbrook you.
Yeah.
You know, or two, you don't go, we'll just leave him and get another star player. It doesn't work that way because star players don't grow on trees.
Yeah.
So no, it's not even debatable. I mean, you know what I mean? You can at worst you can call it necessary evil. I think it's positive. It's not even that. He's one of the best 6-7 players in the NBA, and he's on your team. Why the hell would you not?
He's one of the best 6 or 7 players in the NBA.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's any question about it. He's one of the 6 or 7.
I think he's one of the 6 or 7 best scorers in the NBA.
Well, he's one of the 2 or 3 best scorers in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's one of the 6, 7 best players. He's a good player. I mean, what would you do without him? Do you think your
when
team
you say
is
he's
better
one of the
without
6 or 7
him?
Best players? Are you saying that if you had all the players were thrown into a pool and every team got to draft, he'd be one of your top 6 or 7 picks?
Yeah, he'd be. Almost certain. I mean, with young guys, you know, and people taking gambles on some high end guys,
right,
et cetera. But no, I'm pretty sure players who have been in the league more than three years. Yeah, I'm certain that NBA executives would pick James Harden.
Wow,
easily. I mean, that's because the guy delivers.
I would almost vehemently disagree with that.
No, I mean, you can start naming guys, and I think they're. He'd be right in that mix. I mean,
I'll start naming guys right after this break. I want to see where you're at.
You can name those bastards,
right,
and I'll tell you they're not that good.
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
ESPN 97.5 live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on Friday. Nobody told me that. Starting early with Reality Check at 9, followed by John and Raheel, and wrapping up with Unfiltered. Join us on 45 North, just after West Canino at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Come out early and stay all day. Catch the live shows, browse over 7 acres of trailers and truck accessories. Enter to win a free trailer. Enjoy the culinary crafts from Shipley's and Uberito while you grab a complimentary cold one courtesy of St. Arnold's Brewery and ESPN 97.5.
It's always good. Free beer.
Free beer is never a bad thing.
A free trailer.
If you can win a trailer, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I would do with a trailer. What would you do with a trailer? You'd hit it on the road, Jack.
You know what? I need to get a trailer for my motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it seems like a...
Where would you take it?
To the hill country.
No.
I like to ride out there, but then just riding from here to the hill country,
it's
a long way to go ride on some roads that I want to ride on. You know what I mean?
Riding to ride.
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
All right. Before the break, we were talking. You said that James Harden's one of the 6 or 7 best players in the league.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to throw some names at you.
And
tell me your preference.
And there's some differences, too, in terms of most valuable, most necessary, who you start a franchise with, who you'd want on your team, et cetera. But, yeah, I think he...
You think he's one of the 6 or 7 most talented players in basketball?
Most talented delivery, yes. Start naming them, and then
now, first
I'll rip some of those guys apart first. And then we'll.
Admittedly, I don't think that I would put a center on the list. I don't know if there's a center that I would consider a top 10 player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarcus Cousins, I think, is the best center in the league.
But I wouldn't want
he's
him
a headache.
Over. Yeah.
I think Davis,
you could argue Anthony Davis.
He's a power forward, you know? To me. Okay. We'll get to him later. Andre Drummond is...
There's no way in hell.
A monster, but he's not there.
No.
Carl Anthony Towns is the one guy who's interesting.
You said 3 years, but...
He doesn't count for our argument.
Right.
I think in 2 years, I think Carl Anthony, if he continues to develop at pace...
Right, we'll see.
He'll be on that list. But for now, I don't have any centers on the list.
Okay.
Anthony Davis. You would take James Harden over Anthony Davis?
I would take Anthony Davis but I wouldn't be upset if I had to end up with Harden because Davis's injury issues, et cetera. But
that's fair.
You know, but I.
Would you rather have James Harden or LaMarcus Aldridge?
James Harden.
No thought?
No thought about it. I love LaMarcus. Love his game. But there's a huge difference in going from where LaMarcus is to night in, night out to what James can deliver for you.
What about Draymond Green?
No doubt about it.
James Harden?
No doubt about it.
Really?
Draymond can play for me. Love to have him on my team. But you were talking about the best player on your team. If Draymond Green's your best player on your team's not that good.
Probably not.
Not even close.
Well, but to be fair, James Harden was on the Rocks. He was their best player. They're not that good.
He was the best player the year before that, and they were pretty doggone good.
Okay. LeBron James, Kevin Durant,
LeBron James, Durant, and Steph Curry. Oh, you're going position by position.
I'm at small four. I think those there's not much discussion.
LeBron and Durant, even though I think Durant it's closer than most people think. I think it's a lot closer than people think, but I don't have a problem with that.
I'll give one more name, and you may think it's closer than I do. I don't think this is even close. But I'd take Kawhi Leonard over James Harden every day.
Kawhi Leonard's special. But I think that's it's closer in that what Kawhi brings you.
Kawhi's one of the best two-way players in the league.
I say what he brings you across the board is so valuable and stop. But he's not going to drop 30 on you and
no,
lead
not.
You to victory either. So you need a but lot
his,
of stuff.
But his guy is never going to drop 30 on him either.
It happens.
Okay.
Yeah, look up LeBron's numbers. But yeah, but no, I don't have a problem with that. I won't argue that one.
What about Paul George?
Paul George has had his moments, but consistency and the ability to dominate and lead and be an MVP level player, James has done that more. I like Paul as a player though.
Okay.
But that one I wouldn't argue with you over, but I would.
Here's a name of a guy that I often compare to James, and I think that they're going to take similar career paths. Carmelo Anthony.
No, but no. James is much better than Carmelo today. Okay. And we're talking today.
Today.
Yeah. And if James ends up falling into that, but I'll already tell you, through this point in his career, James has already done more than Carmelo ever did.
Okay.
So, I don't think I think James wins that debate.
There are only two shooting guards, I think, that are even worth discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to leave DeMar DeRozan out.
Right. Let me tell you, one of them is not even close. Even though everybody will, he's one of the top three or four two-way players in the league. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler?
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson is the other guy I was going to bring up.
Klay Thompson.
Neither one of them, huh?
Yeah, because there's a huge difference in a guy that averages 21 points a game when he's the third best player on his team, which is what Klay Thompson is.
Remember, James Harden used to be in the same shoes that Klay Thompson is in now, where he's the third best player on the team.
No, but that was way back then.
Right. What I'm saying is
that was a long time ago.
To say that Klay Thompson couldn't be a guy.
No, Klay Thompson is. I think he's older than James Harden is right now.
Okay.
He's already older than him and not as good.
But I'm saying,
and so you can say he's going to be that, but I don't. I mean, and you might be right, but. I'm saying he's not that.
I guess I feel like you're not taking into account complete games because
I'm taking into complete games, but I'm saying you can bring a complete game, but you need to be able to lead and dominate.
Okay,
Klay Thompson can get hot, but he doesn't. People don't go into games against them going, oh man, there's nothing we can do with this guy. No, that's not the case.
Steph Curry and Russ Westbrook are given, right?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
What about Chris Paul?
A few years ago, I'd have no problem, but nah. I mean, now it's closer enough now that I wouldn't just go, he's so much better than James, but he brings so much to the table and he's so good that I don't have a problem with that.
I have one more name, and you may laugh at me, but I am a big buyer on this guy. I think he's one of the best players in the league that nobody talks about, Damian Lillard.
I love Damian Lillard.
But you don't think he's James Harden?
Oh, hell level. No. Because he's as bad a defensive player as James, for one.
I don't know if he's that bad, but he's not good.
He's not good, and he's small. He's 6'2½, 6'3-ish.
Well, he plays a different position, to be fair. I mean,
yeah, not really. James has played point guard. James averages more assists, more rebounds than Lillard, and more points. So he averages more, and will always probably average more across the board. And Lillard can play now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he can't. But that's where I think James, people dog James sometimes just because he's easy to dog, because he's here in part of it, and because the videos of him standing there watching people play basketball when he's not is
frustrating.
Pretty damning. No, it's more than frustrating. It's like, dude, what's your problem?
Yeah.
But let's not ignore how special he is, too.
Let's not ignore how special he can be.
No, he is that, too. He just... I
still get frustrated. I mean, the reality is this guy, at the end of the night, those numbers are big. Most of his points comes from putting his head down and driving to the basket and throwing his arms up and then making his free throws. Those points count the same?
Do those points not count? Are those not fouls?
They count the same.
Is that not a skill?
But.
People act like he doesn't have to work hard to be able to be that scorer. Like you're just born to be able to drop 30 in a game. No,
that's a
practice, hard-earned, hard-working ability that he's developed that's just as valuable as any other skill.
You know when it's less valuable? Playoff time, when those whistles get swallowed and James isn't getting the same calls that he gets during the regular season.
You say that, but the guy's won playoff series.
He has.
He's dominated playoff games against really good players and
he's
good
also
teams.
Had series where he didn't show up.
We
just talked about Steph Curry has too.
And so have a whole lot of other players.
Yeah.
Exactly. LeBron James has. So and James Howard is James Harden is still young.
Yes.
You know, he's not old in this game at all. He has a lot to learn and plenty of room for growth, whether he gets there or not. And that's the thing. If these other guys you're talking about, they have to improve to get to do some of the things James has already done. If James improves, he's getting into some ridiculous possible territory.
I feel like...
You know what I mean?
I feel like...
Maybe he won't.
To me, it feels like 2 years ago was James Harden's peak. But the year that he was giving effort defensively, and you saw what he could be if he maxed out his effort every night. Then last year happened. I felt, even though the numbers are similar, like the offensive numbers are similar, to me it felt like a regression in his game.
Yeah, it was not a great year for him in total. But again, he put up some numbers that only the greatest of the greats have ever put up.
That's fair.
And he's 26 years old.
Yeah.
So if he took a step back in totality by the visual eye test of you didn't see the effort that you wanted to see, and he's playing for a team with no freaking head coach because they fired the coach a week into the darn season. You got,
well, let's discuss also why it's not like James Harden had no say in.
What? No, he didn't. The owner wanted to fire the coach 11 games in.
You don't think he ran that past James?
Hell no. Well, I know he didn't for a fact.
Okay. All right.
No, James wasn't standing there cheerleading saying, no, don't fire the coach. But he didn't run it by him either.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. These guys, if you go by that showroom, you're going to be amazed at what they can turn your backyard into. If you've got an old fading pool deck, a grayed out patio, an ugly driveway, ripping it out and starting all over is an expensive and a time-consuming and really just a pain in the ass. It's an awful process. And that's where Allied Outdoor Solutions comes in. They've got carved stone overlay, which basically gives you the superior look of real stone on top of your existing surface, and it costs you a lot less. It's troweled, hand-carved, and custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's cool to the touch. It's slip-resistant, and it's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, in fact. And they stand behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can figure out how to hang on to some of that money as well. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They have an A-plus rating. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by that showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for you. Or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
There's too much confusion. All right, remember,
time how
night.
It flies.
Yeah, really, we're getting close to wrapping it up. We're going to grab a phone call too, real quick before we go. But get a seat in this Blitz Summer Poker Classic. That's tomorrow night at Dave & Buster's over in Richmond. The tournament starts at 7 o'clock. You got to be there at 6:45 to register to play. Call now at 713-780-3776. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat into the final round. You get a grand prize chance at this 55-inch higher TV and the $500 cash moolah. 713-780-ESPN. Call right now. Get your seat into the tournament. Let's see. Sterling wants to ask you a question. I know you're an MMA guy, so let me get his question in real quick.
What do you got, Sterling? Turn your radio down, Sterling.
Poor Sterling. He blew it. And
that didn't work out, huh?
Gray. Talk to me, Gray.
Yeah, I'm here with you guys.
All right, what's up, Gray?
Oh, I was wondering. Well, first, I wanted to say that I'm kind of excited to see what Harden might do, and with the new coaching. Obviously, the approach is going to be a little bit less about the half court.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be cool, at least, to see what he ends up doing. I think it's going to be better than last year. But the other thing is, you mentioned. I was listening to you guys talk about Dwayne Wade leaving, and then, you kind of compared Chris Paul to Harden and a couple of other guys to Harden. And then we talked about getting guys in, other star players, quote-unquote star players. I'm not always sold on the star concept, as long as you have one of them. But, do you think there's going to be a reaction, sort of, is the rest of the league – in terms of like the guys that are maybe a 3.5 or a 4 instead of a 5 on the star scale, do you think there's going to be a reaction to, coming to teams that have guys like Westbrook and Harden that pull the trigger 50 times a game or whatever?
We talked about that a little bit during the break. And listen, there's no doubt that guys also take into account what kind of a teammate a guy is. I don't have a great feel for what people think of James Harden. I know what I would think of wanting to play with James Harden. That's not a guy that I would want to come play with, but you can't deny he's a talented player.
And you can't deny he passes the ball.
He does pass the ball.
That's a big difference to a lot of these guys. They're like, hey, he's a talented player, he's cool.
He passes the ball in the instances where he can't get a clean shot or can't get fouled.
And and your point?
All right, hey, appreciate you sitting in, Jerome. We'll be back tomorrow. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.